You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome, everybody, to this post-Thanksgiving live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. It is indeed Saturday evening, November the 28th, and y'all didn't have too much dessert on Thursday night, did you? Because we're going to serve you up a little on-air delicatessen this evening in the Political Cesspool. And let me tell you something, folks. Very uplifting show tonight, if I do say so myself. And I'm going to open up the program with just two words. It's happening. It's happening. I could be wrong. I'm normally not naive, but I do believe that we are seeing the beginnings of the awakening of European consciousness and identity once more, not just in the mother country, but perhaps even in America as well, but certainly across the Atlantic. And over the course of this broadcast tonight, we are going to catch you up to date on a number of encouraging news items, including the supposed uprising of 30 white student unions at various universities across the country. I guess you could say that would be in reaction to the nonsense, the madness at Mizzou, as we called it. We will continue to cover the rise of nationalism in Europe. We will talk more about the rejection of Syrian refugees by a number of governors here in the United States. Is that a show of implicit whiteness? We will discuss. Also, did you catch what happened in Birmingham last weekend when Donald Trump ejected a Black Lives Matter agitator? And not only that, after doing so, he goes on Twitter and tweets interracial crime statistics, which has caused the media to absolutely melt down, which, of course, plays right into his hands. Anytime the media just piles on Donald Trump, his poll numbers just go straight up. It's gotten so bad, the liberal media, the left-wing, anti-white, anti-Christian media is offering the GOP advice as if they would be on the Republican side and not call the Republican racists if Donald Trump wasn't running. All of this and more tonight. It's going to be more than you can handle, folks. And it's all good news, which is could be unprecedented for this show. It's going to be a fun show. It's a holiday weekend, and we're here punching the clock. Oh, no. You're our family, and we're here with you this evening. And I'm joined almost by Keith Alexander, who got tied up. He's on his way now to the studio, but we've got him over the phone. Keith Alexander the Great, or as some people call him, the White Al Sharpton. Keith, how are you?
I'm doing all right, James. Happy Thanksgiving, belatedly. I didn't see you on Thursday, but it's always good to get together with family, and I consider you family on the holidays.
Well, you're my family every day, Keith, a holiday or not, and I shared that little quip about the White Al Sharpton because, and I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight as you drive to the studio as we speak, and he'll be here sitting next to me in just a matter of minutes, ladies and gentlemen. He's on the road heading this way to the radio station. We were together, of course, last week meeting with friends. Keith, you and I were, and that story got brought up. Do you want to remind people where the old White Al Sharpton moniker came from and who bestowed that upon you, my friend?
Yeah, that was bestowed upon me by none other than Atlanta Mercer, this phony conservative Jewish daughter of a rabbi from South Africa, who we interviewed twice on our show some years ago when she was promoting a book of hers called Into the Cannibal's Pot, which had a picture of a naked white woman strategically positioned so you didn't see any of the genitalia, I guess would be the best way to put it. But it had black handprints all over this woman's naked body. And she was kind of crouched next to a pot, which I suppose is supposed to be the cannibal's pot they're referring to in the title of the book. Well, the gist of the book is that South Africa has gone to hell in a handbasket ever since black rule came about, that the success of the apartheid movement has resulted in an alarming decline in the standard of living, not just for South African whites, but South African blacks. And she goes into great detail about it. She's very knowledgeable on this subject. Bill Rowland and James did the first interview. I did the second interview with Bill, and I pointed out to her, I asked her, was the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa basically promoted and pushed forward by Jewish power and influence, just like the civil rights movement was in America? And that perked her ears up. Then I pointed out that her father, who was a rabbi at the time, was instrumental. He was one of the primary anti-apartheid spokespeople in South Africa, and he certainly was an advocate and a promoter of the anti-apartheid movement, as were other Jewish people like Helen Suzman, and she tried to defend Helen Suzman. And then I said, do you feel that your family has blood on its hands as a result of what has happened to so many South African whites that were, left in South Africa to the tender mercies of the new black government? And, I mean, she popped her cork. She, on her website, she called me the White Al Sharpton and said,
I believe that may have even
on the show.
Yeah, ambushed by asking a question. Bill and I got along with her all right. You asked her a question that she didn't want to have asked, I guess. And we go. We go our separate ways and wish each other the best, I suppose. Most famously, I guess Alanna Mercer is known as a columnist for World Net Daily. I used to refer to them as World Nut Daily, but they've gotten actually a lot better, and they're certainly talking a lot more about crime, black-on-white crime, and are doing a good job there. I actually know several of the staffers at WorldNet Daily, have broken bread with them, had drinks, friends of mine. And, you know, we were talking with Scoop Stanton back on the 11-year anniversary show, which took place, of course, the last week of October, or the next to last week of October, just a few weeks ago. And we were talking about the top 25 moments in the history of the political cesspool. And there's just so many, you can't even cram them into 25 occurrences. There's so much more than that. And one of the things that got left off was the collaboration that we had, incidentally enough, with WorldNet Daily when the political cesspool pool broke to the world. Tim Adams, who was the former senior elections clerk in Honolulu, and he had this, you know, eyewitness testimony that Barack Obama was in fact not an American-born citizen. He was not born in Hawaii. As an elections officer in Honolulu, he had access to the records, birth certificates, and voters' registrations and things of that nature. And he said, it just doesn't exist. It's not there. And WorldNet Daily picked up on that, and Tim Adams made national news and was doing the talk show circuit for a while. But Tim Adams was made known to the world through the political cesspool, and then WorldNet Daily picked up on it. And well, that's what we do. We make news here. We make headlines all the time. And so we've had a hit-or-miss relationship with WorldNet Daily, I guess you could say. But right now it's a little bit better than it was that night Atlanta versus on, I can tell you that. Anyway, we're going to get back and get with the good news. That's the opening banter. We're going to get back to the stuff I promised we would talk about, and we're going to do it right after this in short order. So stay tuned, everybody.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks, I promise you at the top of the show we're going to talk about a lot of good news. Revisiting Keith's White Al Sharpton moment was not one of them. But since it got brought up and we were having a laugh about it a few days ago, I thought I'd rip him with it here at the top of the program. But let's talk about all of this stuff going on. All right, so in the wake of what's happened at Missouri and some of these other college campuses at which the chronic malcontents, the minority malcontents, Sean Bergen had a great word for them, cry bullies. What they're going on, their demands, their insatiable and ridiculous demands, seemingly 30, count them, 30 new white student unions have popped up everywhere from UC Berkeley all the way over to the East Coast. Well, I say seemingly because we know some of these are hoaxes. These were done probably by people who somewhat share our beliefs, but there's no real student union there. They're just trolling the media, and the media ate it up hook, line, and sinker. And I mean, man, did they get upset. But it does appear, though, that at least a couple of these are legitimate, newly formed and operating white student unions. So we'll see how it shakes out. But either way, it doesn't matter. I mean, we would like for them to be real, but the point in this coverage remains the same. And what we're talking about this for is to show you the reaction that the hysterical reaction that the media has invested in the notion that whites might claim for themselves. Imagine this, ladies and gentlemen, the same rights and privileges that minorities do. So here's one story. We're going to go through three of them. We got a lot to cover tonight. A Facebook page for a UC Berkeley white student union was created Saturday, causing campus community members to voice their concerns, especially on social media. According to the group's mission statement, the white student union was founded to unapologetically provide a safe space for white students to air their true feelings about the challenges European American students face on college campuses. It talks about some of the other locales at which these student unions were said to have been forming. University of Illinois is one. Associate Chancellor and Dean of Students Joseph Greenwell responded to several students' concerns on Facebook Sunday evening, stating that the campus was looking into the group because of a violation of the university brand, Keith. And Keith Alexander is in studio now, so if you'll turn your mic on and get saddled up. A violation of the university brand is what they're calling white students who wish to come together and form a union that shares the racial and cultural makeup of who they are and what their identity is. But certainly for any other race or ethnic creed or even sexual orientation now, I'm sure that's no violation of the university brand, is it, Keith?
Yeah, I don't believe that the Black Lives Matter movement asked Mother May I before they, organized and created a campus branch wherever, at the University of Missouri or anywhere else. Yale is another place where they've been having this type of ferment. And I think it's great. I think you're absolutely right. We're seeing something, the boil is coming to a head. You know, it's been kind of in the system, and now it's coming to the surface. We've got, first of all, I guess you can track it all back down to Ferguson, Missouri, and then it really ramped up to warp speed with the Dylan Roof, Mother Emanuel shooting case in Charleston, South Carolina. And because of those two things, the left really ramped up their activity, which is now provoking a very predictable response from the right and from whites. And of course, everything, it's now white is right, black is left, and that's because of the success of cultural Marxism. The cultural Marxist great insight was that the true fault line in society is not, as Marx and Engels thought it was, economic class. It's not even religion. The true fault line in society is race, and that's what cultural Marxism is based on. That's why we are seeing Black Lives Matter basically taking the fore. It's every other leftist movement is basically secondary or tertiary to the black-white thing, and now the whites are fighting back. They're biting back, they're organizing, they're taking on the tactics of the left, and I think it's going to be, as the Chinese curses, may you live in interesting times. I think we're bound to live in interesting times.
This is just the beginning of the good news, ladies and gentlemen, because as I said, most of these student unions were just Facebook pages created, but in every city that had a university where students were claiming to form a white student union, it got at least huge local coverage, if not national coverage, hysterical shrieks and cries from the anti-white hating leftist media. Here's one from Illinois. Amid ongoing racial tensions on university campuses across the country, an anonymous Facebook page called Illini White Student Union surfaced earlier this week. The page was created in response to Black Lives Matter, a rally that a student organization held at the University of Illinois. A student told MSNBC on Saturday that the page was organized against the terrorism we have been facing from Black Lives Matter activists on campus. We weren't surprised by the creation of the group, but we were surprised by how quickly the group was formed, said Karen Alui, a co-lead organizer for the Black Students for Revolution. Now, that sounds like an innocuous group name. That certainly didn't raise the ire of the university chancellor. This was covered on MSNBC. Historically, this is what happens when people of color gather to support themselves. Whites form to terrorize us. So when whites get together to say, you know, we're going to have a group where people that share our similarities can come together and can talk and can exchange ideas. It's terrorism, Keith. This is what passes for terrorism. The University of Illinois called the Facebook page extremely disturbing, and the administration called Facebook to remove the page, which, of course, was done within 3 hours, MSNBC reports.
Well, it shows you just how anti-constitutional these people are. The First Amendment means nothing. What this white student union represents, the Facebook page, is an attempt by white students to exercise their First Amendment rights. The terrorists are all on the other side. They're the people that are trying to stuff a sock in the mouth of any dissent. They're the people that say that you can't take a neutral position even. You can't say all lives matter. You've got to be on board with their program for Black Lives Matter, that black people have a particular and unique grievance and that everyone else's interests need to be secondary or take a back seat to what they're doing. And, of course, the people who are losing out because of this elevation of black rights and black privileges to the fore, for example, admissions to colleges, look at all the demands that were made in the University of Missouri. They basically want to remake the faculty at the University of Missouri, and among other things. And the white establishment is either so complicit with them or, on the other hand, so cowardly that they're caving in like a cardboard outhouse in a hailstorm. And what is, you know, quite frankly, white people have had enough. They've said, you know, this is ridiculous. There's no basis for this. In fact, we now, they're now seeing what we've been preaching on this program for years, James, and that is that liberalism flies under the banner of being benevolent and tolerant when they're actually malevolent and the actual embodiment of intolerance. They are the most intolerant people on the face of the earth. And I think the light bulb is finally coming on over the heads of enough people, enough white people out here, and enough neutral people, people that have been on the sideline. They realize now that you cannot stay on the sideline in this battle.
And I'll tell you, not only is the light bulb beginning to go off, we're going to do everything we can to prove that it has before the end of this single episode tonight. So stay tuned, folks. We're starting off slow. It's going to get more and more encouraging as we go on. White people don't deserve the encouragement, but we're going to give it to them anyway because they are beginning to wake up, and we think we played a role in that awakening. Stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you were somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend.
All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
One more example about what's going on with these white student unions or so-called white student unions, and then we're going to go to Donald Trump, and then in the second hour, we're going to talk about the rise, the incredible rise of nationalism going on in Europe, led by Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. We talked a little bit about that last week. We're talking about more tonight and in more detail. But the thing about it is, folks, the media is a paper tiger. And they only have as much power as we give them. When we choose to silence ourselves, when we refuse to organize and to demonstrate, we give them the power. But if we do, and if we do so en masse, imagine if these 30 white student unions were real organizations instead of just Facebook groups. Imagine if not just that, if there was a white student union at every university in this country, as there is a black student union at every university in the country, the media could in no way, shape, or form contain that momentum. And I'm telling you, a real movement is growing here, regardless of how many of these are legitimate groups and how many of them are just Facebook shells. It doesn't matter. We have a real movement that is growing here in America. You see it if you go to the comment section on any article. I am telling you, there is something. I used to come into this show 2007, 2008, and I would be very depressed about the prospects of things. I was resigned, not resigned, but I was resolved to do my duty no matter what and to give it my best shot no matter what. But I was discouraged. But I am telling you now, I'm almost floating on air with the things that I'm seeing taking place, and I don't even know if I can really put an accurate finger to the pulse of it all and articulate it in terms of exactly how I'm feeling, but I'm telling you, things are changing, and when things change, they can change very, very quickly.
As Bob Dylan said, the times they are changing. He was talking about left-wing change in the 60s. We're talking about right-wing change here in the 2010s.
I said it last week. The natural order can only be suppressed for so long. The natural order will reestablish itself. And I believe we are seeing the tremors now in America of that potentially happening. We are seeing earthquakes in Europe right now. And I mean full-scale category 10s.
And it needs to happen now before the demographics of the United States change, as the UN demographers predict will happen in 2041. They say at that date, whites will officially be a minority in their own nation, the United States of America. And so it's vital that this awakening happen now.
I believe it is, Keith, but not at the halls of New York University, at least not in the administration. A so-called NYU White Student Union, last example of this, we're moving on to Donald Trump, launched on Friday as a platform to celebrate whiteness, and members of European descent turned out to be a hoax, but that didn't stop people from finding it offensive. Of course, to do something that everyone else is not only allowed but encouraged to do is offensive if you're white. It's totally inappropriate and insensitive given the conversations going on right now, said international relations student Prem Kohli. That's what she told the New York Daily News. Racism is very real. When people say that students of whiteness don't face any unique challenges or obstacles, we should think about this. Now, I'm transitioning now to the post that was put on this supposed white student union at New York. White students are the only group to be labeled as problematic simply for existing, and to have university classes dedicated to attacking their identity. All of that is 100% true, ladies and gentlemen. That, you can't even find any fault with that. That is absolutely verifiable. This is why we, this supposed New York University White Student Union, are reclaiming the word whiteness and not letting the campus thought police define our identities for us anymore. University administrators said they were horrified to read such blatant racism.
Yeah, they're horrified to see common sense making a comeback at their university. Think about the protest at the University of Missouri. We'll focus on that for just a second, because that's probably the bell cow of all of these protests by Black Lives Matters at this time. What happened there is they're trying to reconfigure the curriculum. They don't want to study about dead white males in literature or in history or in political science or in even in the sciences, the hard sciences. They want a reconfiguration, a refocusing on the accomplishments of non-whites. In other words, they're encouraging, in fact, they're more than encouraging, they are absolute blackmailing and extorting the leadership of these universities to abandon their mission, which is to spread the traditional wisdom and scholarship of the West, which has risen to the top in the world because of this. They want them to abandon traditional curriculum. They also want to reconfigure the faculty at these schools, even the coaching staffs on the teams. Now, this is just wholesale dispossession. This is anyone that thinks that this is based on principles of equality, fairness, fair play, things like this, doesn't have eyes to see or ears to hear, because this is a blatant attempt to take over. This shows that these people have no commitment whatsoever to principles like equality, fair play, justice, things like this. They use those phrases because they are in a weaker position and they want to get into a stronger position. This is the absolute embodiment of Vilfredo Pareto, the Italian socialist from the 19th century's famous comment. He said that when I am weak, I ask you for equality and justice because those are your principles. When I am strong, I deny equality and justice to you because those are your principles. This is the left taking its mask off, finally showing themselves to be the partisans and the evildoers that they are, and people are waking up, James.
They are, Keith, and they're waking up all across America, too. You look at these rallies that Donald Trump is having, including the one in Birmingham, Alabama last Sunday, 10,000 people. If there was one person in there, it was 10,000 people and then some, and one malcontent, a notorious, chronic agitator.
Crybaby or cry bully is Sean Burden.
Well, he's got a record a mile long in Birmingham. Even the police chief of Birmingham said, this guy's nothing but trouble. Everywhere he goes, he's trouble. He's a professional agitator. And he was probably, look.
Well, he's following in a great line of civil rights heroes. That's what Martin Luther King was. That's what Malcolm X was. That's what Dr. Ralph Abernathy and others were.
Certainly Rosa Parks. And
let's just call them by their proper name.
His name is Mercutio Southall Jr. He's a single dad, and I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. But
how many times over, I wonder?
The Republicans have said they're going to engage in dirty tricks and guerrilla tactics to derail the Trump campaign. Now, it's certainly not unbelievable to imagine that a guy like this would go in there and try to cause a stink just because that's who he is. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised either if the Republicans didn't send him in there as a paid actor and didn't send the people next to him to potentially, you know, yell at him and hit on him. But here's the story in case you missed it.
Let me just say this real quickly, James. If you'll notice what happened, the left goes nuts that Trump is a racist. And you know what? That just increases his popularity. The things that they now are having to come to terms with the fact that no one shares their template but a few other leftists like them. Everyone else sees Donald Trump as a champion of the people.
How many years have we said that, Keith? I've said maybe every other show for years and years. I said, fundamentally, people, one day it'll happen. You'll see that I'm right. Fundamentally, people in red state America, real America, agree with us on the issues that bring this show to life.
And a surprising number of people in blue state America. Sean Bergen isn't an isolated case. Believe me, if you really got down to it and if you really broke it down and explained it, you'd find that almost all the people in the United States believe what we believe.
Except, unfortunately, everyone who doesn't is in control of the university.
In a position of power.
In a position of power. Here's the story from Birmingham. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said Sunday that maybe the Black Lives Matter protester, they say violently removed. I mean, come on, folks. This is the media reporting, so you know what that means.
In other words, if he doesn't want to be removed, He's not guilty of misconduct. The people that tried to remove him.
Well, the security guards who kept order at the front runner's presidential rally. Anyway, he was removed from the event. Donald Trump said he should have been roughed up. Donald Trump said the protesters' actions were disgusting during a phone interview on Fox News Sunday. And he said when Bernie Sanders got hijacked by two women that this wasn't going to happen to Trump, and he backed it up. The man...
It's what Ann Coulter said, sometimes you need a man. Donald Trump is a man, Bernie Sanders is a mouse.
The man that you say was, I don't know, you say roughed up, he was so obnoxious and screaming, Trump said, I had 10,000 people in there, 10,000 people, and you're focusing on this one guy screaming by himself, I don't know, roughed up. Maybe he should have been roughed up because it was absolutely disgusting what he was doing. He wasn't roughed up.
The and security furthermore, guards, he was trying to deny First Amendment rights to the speaker.
You don't get a heckler's veto. This is a private event. Donald Trump has the authority to kick anybody out. Security had to bounce this guy because he wouldn't leave peaceably. Good. We'll talk more about it when we come back. Stay tuned. We're going to stay on this for another segment.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, so you have this Black Lives Matter malcontent. He was about 400, 500 pounds. He's going in here. He's causing a commotion. He's screaming at the top of his lungs during the middle of an address by the front runner for the presidency of the United States. And guess what? Donald Trump threw him out. Of course you're going to throw him out. If I walked into...
It's like Donald Trump is a heckler and this guy is the main event.
Yeah, well, look, and why is this guy getting any coverage? Why is this guy getting any coverage? He should have been ejected. That was the only appropriate response to his actions. What if the opposite had been true? What if I'd gone into a black contender's rally and started heckling Hillary or some black candidate for senator or governor and started shouting White Lives Matter or something like that? Do you not think that they would eject me at the very least? I would probably be arrested on hate crime.
You would have gotten positive news media coverage.
Exactly. Well, I would have been charged with hate crimes and I'd probably be in jail. Exactly, Keith. The media would have been totally different. But listen to this. Local police agreed with Donald Trump. And listen to how the media frames this. Using language identical to Jim Crow-era Birmingham, Birmingham police spokesman Sean Edwards, no relation to me, told CNN, "I would be cautious with Mercado Southall. He has been an agitator from day one. He is always the agitator." So this guy's got a record, undoubtedly, in Birmingham for being a rabble-rouser. But that they say, harkens back to Bull Connor. You can't call a spade a dirty shovel anymore.
Well, you know what? They're absolutely right, because the so-called agitators then that were complained of by the establishment in the South, which was then conservative, are exactly like this fellow Mercado or Mercado or whatever his name is, this 400-pound lunatic that has, become, our latest poster boy for oppression and mistreatment in America. What this is doing, well, everything is instructive. Basically, the left has not changed its playbook since the date of the Brown versus Board of Education decision. With the power of judicial review, which was really discovered its inherent power for the first time in the Brown decision, the left found the way, the magic way, that the 3% could rule against the wishes of the 97%. That's why it's now got to be the one person against the other 10,000 people. That one person has found a way to dominate the conversation and to control the narrative. Because of media control. And again, how did all of this happen? It happened because of Jewish power and influence. Jewish power and influence is alive and well. It is more powerful than ever. They control all the news networks. They control both political parties. And why do I say that? Look at the neoconservative movement that has taken over conservatism. It's almost 100% Jewish. When an authentic Gentile conservative like an Ann Coulter or a Pat Buchanan tries to speak, they're vilified and they're cast into the outer darkness, or at least there's an attempt to cast them into the outer darkness, because of this control of the microphones. Donald Trump is at least going to control the microphone at his own event, and God bless him for it.
The narrative is, of course, now since last Sunday, Donald Trump is the new George Wallace. Well, good, that makes more of a point.
That's probably going to cause his numbers to soar again.
We're going to get to the latest polls in just a second in this very segment. Keith,
people have wised up.
They had this black guy on that went in there. Now, do you really believe that one guy, do you think he has the civil right to go in there and disrupt, one man disrupt an entire televised speech from a... Of course not.
If the guy in charge is a girly man like Bernie Sanders.
Well, that's right. But this guy, this malcontent, was on television. He was getting the royal treatment. He was just getting fawning interviews, and he was the poor, pitiful, oppressed, struggling for freedom and equality guy. And he said that this Donald Trump, we're seeing the rise of the next Hitler. But listen, Donald Trump doubled down. If you can, I guess you could believe
that. That's the only thing you can do, and it works like a charm. That's why America loves Donald Trump.
He doubled down and retweeted on his Twitter feed interracial crime statistics, or crime statistics pertaining to black violence. Now, the media is saying, well, these statistics aren't right. Well, it depends on the context that you apply the statistics, but the essence of them was, of course, spot on. Blacks commit an insanely overwhelming number of violent crimes with
an insanely disproportionate number. They're 13% of the population, but they are responsible for over 50% of the violent crime.
I got it right here. So if some of those statistics were, in fact, an error, the overall essence of it was spot on. And I saw O'Reilly try to grill Trump on this, and Trump just brushed it off and saying, he didn't. Here's the real statistics. Blacks, this is according to the United States Department of Justice, as compiled by Jared Taylor and the Color of Crime book, which was produced by the New Century Foundation. Blacks are 7 times more likely than people of other races to commit murder and 8 times more likely to commit robbery. When blacks commit crimes of violence, they are nearly 3 times more likely than non-blacks to use a gun. And almost, look, it goes on and on and on. All you got to do is Google color of crime statistics, interracial crime of the nearly 770,000 violent.
It doesn't matter whether you're accurate or not. The left is going to claim.
Well, that's true. That's true. But
inaccurate for the, because this is suppressed information. This is the key. This is telling the emperor that he has no clothes, and they can't allow this information to go not only unchallenged, they are going to vilify it. They're going to say that you've just, this is made up totally from whole cloth by malicious people with malicious motives.
But it does
but
help to have
the
fact on our side, and here are the facts of the nearly 770,000 violent and racial crimes committed every year involving blacks and whites. Blacks commit 90%. Blacks commit more violent crimes against whites than against blacks. 45% of their victims are white, 43% are black, and 10% are Hispanics. When whites commit violent crime, only 3% of their victims are black. And I think that is actually one of the statistics that Trump had tweeted. Blacks are an estimated 40 times more likely to commit a violent crime against a white than vice versa, and 136 times more likely to commit robbery. All of these statistics were compiled by the very racist United States Department of Justice, and
of course, the
documented by
that
Jared
the
Taylor.
Left refers to it with, or responds to it with, shows you that you're digging close to where the bodies are buried. And people, quite frankly, are getting wise to the fact that any community that is supposedly or has a crime problem basically has a race problem.
And the media, between him ejecting this heckler and from him retweeting fairly close to accurate crime statistics, the media is just melting down, Keith. They're melting down more than I've ever seen. And in the meantime, what's going on in the polls? Poll released yesterday. Here it is. Donald Trump has regained a double-digit lead over Ben Carson in the Republican presidential race, and he now leads 32% to 22% in a new poll conducted by the Washington Post and ABC News, two of the most notoriously anti-white media outlets in the country. And I'll tell you this, folks, listen to this right now. Trump's rhetoric on a number of issues, from refugees to crime, political correctness, immigration, campaign finance, and trade, show that our ideas, my ideas and your ideas, are increasingly popular. And even if Trump is just dog whistling for votes, his poll numbers surely tell us something about the dog and the dismal failure of super PAC-backed establishment candidates like Jeb Bush, Rick Perry, and Scott Walker. Also tell us something about the conservative electorate, Keith. They are with us, and they always have been. They now have a way to voice their discontent, and boy, are they ever.
Well, the real key is this. They're trying to, they being the media is trying to say he is a racist, which is like an ultra-conservative in their eyes, okay? And the public is saying, so what? He's telling the truth. He's really... they would have more of an effect with their negativity if they were saying that Trump is really a liberal. But quite frankly, liberal and conservative doesn't do it. What Trump is, in essence, is what Ann Coulter and Pat Buchanan are. They are populists, conservative populists. And his populism resonates with the public. He's the opposite of both the Republican establishment and the Democratic establishment. They're both elitists. Jeb Bush is an elitist. Scott Walker is an elitist. Lindsey Graham is an elitist. Rick Perry, an elitist. Yada, 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 down the line. A true populist conservative, like, let's say, the William Jennings Bryan was back in the turn of the 19th to the 20th century, this is what Donald Trump truly is, and his populism strikes a chord with the people because the people know he's with them, and the people that are opposed to him are a conspiratorial elite, a minor part of the population that is basically in control of everything, economically, politically, and otherwise, and they are the enemy. This elite group is the enemy, and the populist is the only credible or possible antidote to the elitism that is taking us down the primrose path to hell.
Hey, look, everybody. We're past Thanksgiving now. A couple of days, we're going to be in December. The month after that, Iowa caucus, and then New Hampshire. This thing is getting really close, and if the establishment is waiting on Donald Trump to implode, they're running out of time. And I'll tell you, the more things he does like this, the higher he's going to go. We've been proven right, and it's really an honor to have been there before the groundswell here. But it's nothing like it would have been to be over in Europe and to be experiencing what's going on there.
We were on the Trump bandwagon before it became a bandwagon, while it was a little red wagon.
And before that, we were talking about these things long before even Trump considered it. But we're going to talk about what's going on in Europe in the second hour, shifting gears from our current homeland to our ancestral homeland. Stay tuned.